to Mental Health Chats. I'm Claire Davis, and we're all about bringing emotional fitness into your life. And our topic for this month is stress. And we've got the lovely Sally Walker here. Hello, Sally. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And I was very, very fortunate to meet Sally when I was on holiday in Lanzarote earlier this year. So Sally's based in Lanzarote, but do you just want to tell everybody a little bit about who is Sally Walker?
Yeah, sure. Well, I am originally from the UK, so I am English. I think about 98% genetically English. Anyway, so but when I was 22, 23, around there, I moved to Denmark. And I lived most of my adult life in Denmark until about 10 years ago, and I moved here to Lanzarote. So I speak fluent Danish, I speak fluent English, and and I've been working with health, human health as such, since I qualified as a physio. I studied in Withington in Manchester, and I qualified back in 1978, and I've been working with human health since in various ways, physiotherapy, acupuncture, but the later years has been very much hormonal health, and that includes stress.
It does. And I just love the fact that you have embraced life. You're gone with your dreams. Oh, the Danes are such an amazing race. So I lived in Denmark from the UK, and now you're in Lanzarote, and you're working, you know, in an area where there's a lot of Danish people and a lot of UK people. So you've got the best of everything.
Yes, I have.
Everything. Absolutely. So I was intrigued when I met you, Sally. You're an amazing woman. I was really intrigued about the work you do. So we're looking at stress this month and how stress, today we're looking at how stress can physically affect your body. But before we go into that, I'd like you to tell everybody, what exactly do you do? Because you've got just such an interesting career.
Well, it's a combination in a way, because I still do work as a physiotherapist and I still work as an acupuncturist, but it is the least of my work. What I do more on a daily basis, which can be here on Lanzarote or it can be online, I consult, or people consult me around whatever issues they have, but it will always have something to do with hormones. So it could be that they are stressed out, or it could be we're a lady and we're on our perimenopausal journey, or it could be a man who is noticing the lack of testosterone kind of thing. So he's on his area of around the age of 50, maybe 55, where he's losing his hormones. Men lose hormones just like women do, but it's not quite so radical for them. So we just put the pieces together and look at, can we do hormone replacement therapy? What kind of nutrition should we be looking at? What kind of exercise? What other lifestyle choices like sleep might be important and things like this? So we just link it all together. But a lot of it will be based on hormones.
Yeah, so, so interesting. And I love the work you do. You're so specific and you're so knowledgeable. And what's so, so important that I found out when I met you is that stress on our body and how stress can really physically affect us. So, Sally, would you like to tell everybody watching and listening out there, how does stress physically affect us and our body?
Yeah, well, you see, the word stress is always, I always find challenging, because what are we talking about really? Well, what we're really talking about is the hormone cortisol and how stress, if we want to call it stress, and I'd rather look at it as an increased need to produce energy so you can fix whatever it is that's stressing you. And that stress can be a physical stress, you're working many hours, that kind of thing, or you're working out too much. Yes, you can work out too much. Or it can be a mental, emotional stress. You're mentally having work that you need to get done. You know, you've got some work with some accounts or something which is demanding, or you've got the emotional side of it where you keep mulling over things, you're worrying about things, and all these kind of things. All of these will increase your need for energy. So your cells need to produce more energy, so they can help you fix this, so you have more energy to deal with whatever it is that's stressing you. But unfortunately, cortisol, which is the most important hormone of the body, affects other hormones, puts them out of balance. So we see strange symptoms. So we think, well, what's that got to do with stress? But that's because of cortisol's power. But one of the biggest things that happens with cortisol is it is very destructive. It's a breakdown hormone. So it's a tissue breakdown hormone. So things like muscle tissue, bone tissue, skin tissue, you know, you have a week or two where you've had extra stress and you look in the mirror and you think, oh my goodness, where do those wrinkles come from?
Yeah, do that all the time.
And unfortunately also it breaks down brain cells. So you then start getting all the brain fog, or you can't concentrate, you can't remember, and all these kind of things. Yeah. So cortisol is amazing because it's helping you with your blood sugar levels to make more energy so you can fix problems. But if you don't fix it and move on, then it becomes very destructive.
Wow. That is so interesting. And actually, you said some really pertinent things there, and I'm going to show this in all my courses when I talk about stress, because it was so important on us really understanding how stress affects us physically and emotionally. Yeah. And yeah. You know, I'm thinking about aging, and me myself, I know as I've aged I have more and more stress, and we do need to cope with stress more and more. So as we age, how can we enable ourselves to cope with stress a lot more easily, where especially when our hormones are changing? You mentioned males and females. What can we do?
Well, you see, these two amazingly powerful, what we call anabolic building hormones, estrogen and testosterone. So estrogen for us ladies, testosterone for the boys, have a wonderful balancing, supporting effect on cortisol.
Yeah.
So as we go perimenopause, ladies, and as the boys reach around the age of 50, the levels of estrogen and testosterone are much less. And then now we do not tolerate the stress that we tolerated before. And things which weren't stressful for us before suddenly become stressful, or we think it's suddenly, but it's a gradual decline. But it appears sudden. But we just don't tolerate many of the things that we did before, because we lose these powerful hormones. And this is why, ladies going through perimenopause, if your life is stressful, well, for whatever reason that might be, your symptoms of perimenopause will be much worse. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So solutions here, one of them could be, should we look at replacing some of the estrogen or replacing some of the testosterone that we've lost? This is absolutely a possibility, but we're not going to replace the amounts that we've lost. So you're never going to have that enormous amount. So you need to look at the other side. How can I reduce my need for producing cortisol? So you want to look at things that possibly might be stressing you in your life. Can you make some changes? I don't want to talk much about women, but I just love the way the Chinese look at perimenopause, menopause. So they say that around the age of 49, they're very specific, that the energy that has been all the years of your fertile years, all your energy has been in your uterus.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And the uterus is the mummy place. So you have energy to mummy everything. So your team leaders, you're amazing to do that. Your mummy, obviously, for your kids and your husband in your house and all these kind of things. Yeah. Mm. But then when you go menopause, when you go 49, as the Chinese say, that energy goes to your heart.
Yeah.
So you have a change in where your focus should be. And ladies definitely need to go with the flow. They need to listen to their hearts. They maybe need to make changes in what they're doing, so they're not quite as good as being mummies anymore. They don't have the energy there. Yeah. And I love that picture going from the uterus to the heart. I just love it. I think it's amazing. But otherwise, thinking about that, cortisol has a 24-hour production.
Mm.
Its natural production is very high first thing in the morning, about 6-7, and then it drops from about 10 o'clock in the morning. It will drop radically, and it'll be low sort of late afternoon, and it will remain low until the next morning again. Mm. So as many times a week as possible, if you can respect cortisol's natural production, so you're active between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., you're eating between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then you're more resting and fasting between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m., as many times a week as possible, because I know we all have busy lifestyles and we've changed, things have changed radically in the last 40, 50 years. So we're not finished work until late. We don't eat until late. We all of these things. We train late. We exercise late, all these things. But if you can do maybe 3 times a week that you finish everything around 6 p.m., you will really notice the differences, both physically, mentally, emotionally. Every way you will notice a big difference.
That's amazing. And you mentioned, you didn't mention in as much detail as that when I met you in Lanzarote, but you did mention the try not to eat after 6 p.m. And I've been doing that and I feel like a different person, actually. Yeah. On Sunday night, I went out with my friends, so I ate after 6 p.m. So it's not, I must do it every day.
Yeah.
I've just found, I just feel so much more rested.
We sleep better. And then your blood sugar will be better. So you'll be allowed to burn fat. And, you know, there's magic things happen when we just make that one change that you stop. Yeah. And you say, you go out to dinner with your mates and, you know, we can't do it 7 days a week. But if we can do it 3 times a week or 4 times a week, you know, and maybe 1 week we can do it 5 times, another week it'll be twice. You know, just go with the flow, but make that decision that you're going to stop with as much as possible food, other activities at 6 p.m. because it has such a dramatic effect.
That's amazing. I know why I love going to bed early now. That's fantastic. So, Sally, I could talk to you all day and I have got so much more to learn from you. And I was lucky to go to one of your talks when I was away. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who would love to meet you, talk to you. As you said, you work online. So where can people actually find you?
Well, I have a webpage and that's full of information. So that's sally-walker.com. That's the webpage. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. And if anyone's out there thinking, oh, maybe I should talk to Sally, I do offer these 30-minute online consultations where we get an idea of what you might need. Because everyone's different. There is no standard treatment or advice from me at all. Everything is individual because we are all individual. What works for you or what works for me doesn't necessarily work for everybody else, kind of thing. Yeah. So yes, but I am at Club La Santa at Lanzarote. If anyone wants to come out there, they can meet me there. And if anyone's interested in me doing some kind of talk, you know, Zoom is wonderful. We can do all these things online now.
You're being amazing. You're such an inspiration. So thank you so much, Sally, for all your wise words. And you're for everybody, let's rest more, especially after 6 p.m.
Absolutely.
Thank you and take care. Thank you.
Take care yourself. Bye.
Bye. We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.